Gang, did you realize that you actually have to make a decision to win? In life, I know that might be a wake-up call to a lot of people, but you actually have to make a decision that you want to win. And that sometimes has to be unleashed in you. That has to be this burning desire that you want to win. But what does that look like in the kingdom? What is that? How does that apply to the real world? You're a winner inside, but at the same time, you want to win God's way. You want to win the kingdom way. You want to understand what it means to be a kingdom citizen of the Most High God, but win in this world, this earth curse system, God's way. We're going to talk about that today. Let's jump into it right now. So nobody taught me this. Nobody sat me down. Nobody, when I was 9 years old and I had just gotten saved at good at awesome Bethany Baptist Church over in Lithonia, Georgia, or wherever it was at, Stone Mountain, Georgia. Nobody sat me down at my Southern Baptist Church and said, "Hey, Tyler, here's how you win in the kingdom. Here's how you kick butt and take names in the kingdom of God here on this earth, not in the sweet by and by, not when you get to heaven, but actually here on earth." Nobody told me how to have a winning attitude and how to decide to win actually here on this earth. Now, it was something that I wish that somebody had, but here I am today, again, kind of your Obi-Wan Kenobi. I want to come alongside of you and say, let me show you, let me give you some things, some practical things that you can do in your job, at work, or in your life, or in your relationships with your spouse. Let me give you some practical tips that might help you do just that. Let me read this foundational scripture here for this episode, which you've heard me mention it before, but again, a great friend of mine, Brad, sent this over to me, and he said, "Man, this, whenever I read this, this jumped off of the page when I read this about your podcast, Tyler." So here we go. Ecclesiastes 10, verse 10. And it says, "If the axe is dull and he does not sharpen its edge, then he must exert more strength. Wisdom has the advantage of giving success." And let me read this in a couple different versions. Here is the Christian Standard Bible. "If the axe is dull and one does not sharpen this edge, then one must exert more strength. However, the advantage of wisdom is that it brings success." I like what the New Living Bible says about this. In Ecclesiastes 10:10, it says, "Using a dull axe requires great strength." So sharpen the blade. That's the value of wisdom. It helps you succeed. Here's the thing, guys. I heard a minister of the gospel say this one time, that the Holy Spirit was talking to him about winning and making a decision to win. And he said this to this gentleman. He said, "Son, if you are not willing to make a decision to win, then you are not going to win." So my son, Tyler Jr., who is 10 years old, has played on a couple different baseball teams and a couple football teams. And guess what? They have a desire to win, which is great. But there's more to it than just having this desire. And I want to talk today about these four things that's going to help you in a practical way be able to make the decision to win in life. All right? So number one, success begins with the decision. Success begins with the decision. Everything in your life hinges on a decision. Everything in your life hinges on a decision. Whether you decide to turn left, whether you decide to turn right, whether you decide to figure something out or seek the Lord on it, or whether you don't decide to seek the Lord on it. I'll give you a practical example on that. So yours truly, Tyler McCart, I wanted to travel all the way up to Indiana. Well, in traveling all the way up to Indiana, that's a 12-hour trek from Georgia where I live. And guess what? My goal, success looked like to me arriving to Indiana safely. And there was one thing that I had a question mark about, and that question mark was the tires on my car. I knew that I was right around that 60,000 mile marker, and I could see that my tires were almost ready to be done. And I actually sought the Lord. I really did do this. I went to before the Lord and I said, Lord, do I need to go and get new tires? And guess what? The Lord said, no, you don't need to get new tires for the trip up to Indiana. I said, perfect. Well, on the return home from Indiana, in my really, the decision I made to win was I was wanting to get back home ASAP. Well, I did not ask Holy Spirit if I needed to consider my tires. I just assumed that because my tires got up to Indiana, that I would not need to replace them or need to change them. Well, isn't it interesting that because I did not ask Holy Spirit and seek Him on that, which it says actually in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, that trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not upon your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge Him and He'll make your path straight. Well, guess what? I didn't acknowledge Him about my tires on the way home. And for the first time in 19 years, yes, over 19 years that I've been married to my beautiful wife, Amy J., guess what? We had a flat tire. Now, praise the Lord, I had favor in the situation. The light switch came on, the actual computer on the dashboard alerted me saying, you got low pressure in your back left tire. And I was able to pull kind of off the side of the road and start to ease my way. And praise the Lord, I had favor that there was an exit ramp that I could quickly get off of. And then I was at less than a mile away from a gas station. And I was able to pull into that. And I was able to take off the donut and be able to get all that done. Yada, yada, yada. And we were back on the road within about 2 hours. Well, guess what, guys? I made a decision to succeed, but I also failed to actually consult Holy Spirit on certain elements. But the first point, the whole point behind that is, guess what? You make decisions every day. And you make it, making a decision that you choose to succeed is paramount to you succeeding in the kingdom. Because you have to decide first. You have to make that little synapsis in your brain that, guess what? I'm going this direction in my life, and that's the direction I'm going to go in. No matter what whatever happens, I'm going to trust the Lord with what is going on. Now, number two, that decision, here's what I wrote down. That decision, this is in my notes, that decision will produce an unwavering commitment to do the following. And I'm gonna get into that, but I want to talk about real quick. That decision will produce, and here's what happens. You have to I've heard it so many times from different thought leaders, different men and women of God that say this right here. You make a decision and then you back it up with a, make a quality decision, and then you back it up with action, right? Well, here's what that looks like. Here's what that looks like. When you have that desire to make that decision to succeed, the success begins with a decision. That decision will produce an unwavering commitment to do the following. One of those things is you're going to, you know, notice I said you. You're going to decide or go in and discover in the Word different spiritual laws or different spiritual promises in the Word that are relevant to your situation, aka you're going to get wisdom. God's Word is wisdom. All right, so notice that you have to discover the spiritual laws relative to your situation. And then once you discover those laws, watch this now. This is the practical stuff, guys. I mean, this is what you got to do, all right? Then you have to diligently apply those laws through the journey until you win. I like what I say right there. In my notes, it says, you've got to diligently, you don't have to work hard. You just have to be consistent with this, right? You got to diligently apply those laws throughout the journey until you win. So let me give you a case in point, all right? Give you an actual example of this. So I know right now, as I'm talking to you, that the business that I'm creating is not fully developed yet for the Kingdom Success content that I'm creating. But I know there are certain principles in the Word of God that, guess what? I have found and that I'm applying. One of those principles is seeking the Lord. I know I keep coming back to this. I know I talk about this a lot of times, but gang, I'm telling you, if you can take some time, 5 minutes of your day, and just get before the Lord and listen to Him, get in His Word, read a proverb a day, but seek Him, just that principle alone will unearth awesome things in your life. Because here's the thing, like as I'm building this business, as you hear me right now build this business, guess what? On a day-by-day basis, I'm seeking the Lord, I'm having my business meeting with the Lord, and I am listening to what He says that I need to do, all right? That is a principle, that is a spiritual law. I mean, that's why it says, that's why it says that in, you know, I think it's 2 Chronicles, I believe it's chapter 26, verse 5, that as long as King Uzziah sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. I mean, I don't know how much black and white you need to be, how much more black and white it needs to be for you to misunderstand that. That is a spiritual law. Now, you might sit there and go, Tyler, I need some understanding about my finances, or I need to expand my my mindset about how finances work. Well, then guess what? You can go find scripture about what it says about your finances and how you need to view your finances. I mean, there's a reason why, guys. I have to just say this right here. There's a reason why that there are so many Jewish people that they only make up maybe 2% of the earth's population. Excuse me, I apologize. I just found the stat on this right here. Now, check this out. Check this out. Forbes released its annual list of 400 richest Americans, and guess what? The Jews took 30 of the top 100 spots. Less than 0.2%. Did I say that right? Yes, I did. Less than 0.2%. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 0.2% of the world's population is Jewish, guys. Yet 22% of the Nobel Prize winners are Jews. 41% of those Nobel Prize winners are in the economics are Jewish. 11% of the world's billionaires are Jews. 20% of the world's richest people, and and 20% of the world's richest are basically Jewish. Anyway, all right, here's the reason why I say that, okay? Here's the reason why I'm telling you guys this right here about your finances. You've got to unearth what is taught in the Old Testament about making money. And if you're struggling financially, trust me, there are over 2,000 verses of scriptures talking about money out there. I need you to wake up and hear me. You should not be struggling in your finances. If we are engrafted into the Jewish nation because of what, if I am a child of Abraham, an adopted child of Abraham, which this is exactly what it says in scripture. I don't have to debate this. Then I should be just as wealthy as my Jewish brothers. The reason we're not is because we don't learn simple, basic fundamentals of finances the way our Jewish brothers learn. Okay, I don't know why I went off on that tangent, but I just did. So let me go back to this. That decision to succeed, the kingdom way, that decision is basically going to produce in you an unwavering commitment to do the following. Discover in the Word spiritual laws that are relevant to your specific situation. You've got to get the God's wisdom on it, guys. That's why I talked about Ecclesiastes 10:10. You also have to be diligent. It can't be a one-and-done thing. Sometimes your brain, sometimes your soulish realm has to be renewed. That's why it says in 3 John 2, it says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health." Here's the key thing. Even as your soul prospers, you have to prosper your soul. Your soul is made up of your mind, will, and emotion. You can't just sit there and go through life and dance through the tulips and sit there and go, "Oh man, everything's going to be okay. I can just be all spiritual and never have to renew your mind," because your mind is the battlefield where things take place. You have got to renew your mind to the Word of God, to where that word of the Word of God becomes the dominant thought process in your life. To where that if that situation rears its ugly head again, you know how to handle it. Number three, getting wisdom from God's word is the first step towards victory. Then declaring that word secures and brings the victory about. I hate to break it to you guys, but we live in a word planet. What do I mean by that? Everything that happens in the kingdom, in this world, is governed by words. I know that religion doesn't like me saying that. I know that religious people get really uneasy when I say that. But here's a common question, guys. Think about it. Why does God himself call himself the Word? Why does he do that? He loves the Word so much that he calls himself the Word. Hello? You've got to know that your words matter. So when you get the wisdom, when you actually receive and download the wisdom, you find that those principles, you've got to begin to declare, you've got to begin to say out of your mouth those laws or those principles out loud with your mouth. Because all of a sudden, your words go out and you hear it with your own ear. So you all of a sudden begin to start renewing your mind. And then number two, guess what? Your angels are in charge. They start to act on your behalf. And then on top of that, Holy Spirit has something to work with and starts to maneuver on your behalf. And gang, I'm telling you, you will start to see the victories start to happen. So I hope this is sinking in. I know I'm kind of belaboring this point, but this is making the decision to win. You've got to make the decision to win. The last one, number four, here we go. God wants you to succeed, God wants you to be successful even more than you want to be successful. But here's your part. Ready for it? But you must believe that and act according to His Word. You actually have got to believe that God wants you to be successful. You've actually got to start to act on what God says and God says about you. You can't just sit there and twiddle your thumbs and sit there and go, yeah, I believe that, and then not act upon what God tells you to do. You know, He might tell you not to do anything. But then again, He might sit there and say, I need you to do this, this, and this. Right? Gang, you've got to get that specific word on your situation because God wants you to see. He needs you to succeed. I mean, I sit there and think about it. You know, what if Martin Luther King decided not to succeed? What if? What if he decided not to win? What if he decided, you know what, I'm not going to do it God's way. I'm going to do it my way. And so we're going to have some violence. We're going to have some major protests, some riots and things of that nature. No. Martin Luther King decided to do it God's way. And he decided to win in the face of extreme adversity. And guess what? We have a whole bunch of civil rights that have happened that we don't have anything to, we don't have stuff going on that what my parents grew up with in their time. Just think about this. If Mother Teresa decided not to win, not to trust God with the direction that she was feeling led to go down, guess what? We, the people in Calcutta and around the world, would not have what they have today. So gang, I'm telling you that God wants you to succeed. But you have to make that decision. You have to make the decision to win. Success begins with a decision, guys. You've got to, once you make that decision, what's going to happen? It's going to produce an unwavering commitment to discover what it says in God's Word about your situation, and then you diligently applying that those laws that you find in God's Word to your situation. Number three is going to, by you getting the wisdom from God's Word is the first step towards your victory. But what happens is that you, by you declaring that, secures that victory, and then it brings it about. And then again, last point I had right here, and by the way, I'll get to that in a second. But number four, God wants you to be successful. You've got to renew your mind to that, guys. Kingdom Success listener, please hear me. Please hear me when I say this. God wants you successful. Don't buy the lie of the enemy that God doesn't want you to be successful. He needs you to be successful. He has a specific assignment. How do you find that assignment? FAP, fellowship with Him. Guess what? Then He's going to give you your assignment, and then He's going to supply you. That's how you become financially free. Once you get into that fellowship, He's going to produce in you. You don't have to worry about the provision. You don't have to worry about the money. You get into that fellowship, and in that fellowship time, in that fellowship communion with your Heavenly Father, what happens is He starts to plant those desires. How many times do you need me to tell you that, guys? I'm telling you, you can have that. But you have got to believe that He wants you to succeed. And then you've got to act on His word. You got to act according to His word in order for it to come to pass. So I'll say all this right here, guys. If you want my notes, I actually have a new, yes, something new that I just happened today. If you want my notes, I have a text message system that I can text you a link to be able to get to my notes. All right. I'm going to give you the phone number that you can text me on, and it's going to be coming directly to my phone, right? It's going to be coming directly to my phone. And what's good about that is guess what? I actually probably will text you back personally. But here's the phone number. You ready for it? It is 678-439-9441. All right? So this is my text message line right here. 678-439-9441. And if you could, please just put your name in the text in reference so I know which one you're referencing as far as the show notes and the outline that I have. Please just reference your name and what show you're referencing. Like, this is episode 224. Okay. The second thing I will let you guys know is that I'm actually going to be posting on YouTube, basically a 10-minute summary of this episode. So I'm going to actually video myself, but giving basically a 10 minutes or less, it's not going to be more than 10 minutes, 10 minutes or less of me talking about this topic right here, but laying out the different foundations. Like right now, this thing is already at 28 minutes. And guess what? On YouTube, not a lot of people want to sit there and watch something for 20-something minutes or hear someone just talk for 20-something minutes. I mean, I do, but sometimes I just turn my phone off, but still the YouTube thing plays because I've got a certain way of doing that with my YouTube account, right? So that's a whole other thing. But I'm going to post actually just kind of the summary of the actual podcast content onto YouTube. So, and the whole reason I'm doing this, guys, is so that guess what? Number one, YouTube is the second most searched, is the most searchable engine or search engine in the world. And guess the only way I can help people find this content that you guys are listening to is actually out there on YouTube. And, you know, I'd ask you guys, If you could share this with a friend, tell somebody about the Kingdom Success, podcast and content that we're creating, because I truly believe that this is something that God wants. I mean, I just got off the phone with one of my good friends, Darren, and Darren said that, the stuff that we're putting out, the stuff that we're creating right here is needed in the body of Christ. It's needed to help equip you, the Kingdom Success-minded person in life and at work. Because we're all about helping you maximize your kingdom potential in life and at work. Period. So you'll be able to find in the bottom down there as well any show notes. You'll also see my LinkedIn profile link down there in the show notes. So if you want to find me on LinkedIn, you can do that. I'd definitely welcome that. I've been able to converse with a lot of you guys via LinkedIn, and a lot of you guys have actually found me. So I welcome that. But, you know, gang, again, if you want to partner with me, there's links down there to be able to partner with me. If the Holy Spirit's leading you to become a Patreon to the actual podcast and the actual content that I'm creating, definitely appreciate any of my Patreon people that are out there listening. You guys actually got a personal for this month, your personal message coming to you. So again, appreciate that so much. But gang, know this, as always, know that you're blessed, you're highly favored, you're empowered to prosper, you walk in divine health, the spirit of breakthrough is upon you guys, and gang, we'll catch you on the other side.